A coach, a former politician, a media personality, and two well-known Collingwood sisters are all receiving King Charles III coronation medals. 26 Simcoe Grey recipients of the medal were honored at a ceremony March 18 at the Nottawasaga Inn Resort. They had been nominated for the medal by Simcoe Grey MP Terry Dowdle and Simcoe Grey MPP Brian Saunderson. More local recipients may be announced in the coming weeks, as the Canadian Armed Forces, the Governor General, public service agencies and others were permitted to nominate recipients. Across Canada, it is expected 30,000 people will receive the medal this year. The medal will be given to individuals who have made a significant contribution to Canada or to a particular province, territory, region or community of Canada, or have made an outstanding achievement abroad that brings credit to Canada. The individuals who were picked are really a cross-section of people in our community from all walks of life. Every single one of them are great Canadians, but have been role models and gone above and beyond in our community, Dowdle said in an interview. They've exemplified volunteerism and what perfect Canadian citizens are. Scott Anderson. Scott Anderson was raised in Lyle, Ont. At 24, he ran in the municipal election, securing a seat as councillor in Ajala Tosarantio. 3 years later, the local postmaster in Lyle retired and Anderson accepted the postmaster position, a role he continues to hold. In 2022, he was elected mayor of Ajala Tosarantio, the youngest ever at 36 years old. Jacqueline Beaulieu. Const. Jacqueline Beaulieu has had a 16-year policing career so far, with stops in both Peel Region and Simcoe County, and has been with Nottawasaga OPP since 2022. In 2023, she was chosen to join the Community Mobilization and Engagement Unit responsible for community safety, youth engagement and media relations. She became a drug abuse resistance education, DARE, officer, and has volunteered time to teach youth elements of the DARE program. Luigi Biffies. Lou Biffies emigrated to Canada in 1953. In 2001, his leadership and business acumen led to the creation of the Nottawasaga Foundation. His efforts have raised more than $3.9 million for local charities and community programs in Simcoe County. He is the founder of Nottawasaga Inn Resort. Over time, he built an integrated adult lifestyle community adjacent to the resort property known as the Green Briar, Briar Hill and Treetops housing developments. In 2017, Biffies received an honor from Pope Francis for distinguished service to the Church, and was presented with the Pro Ecclesia et Pontifice Medal, known as the Decoration of Honor. Melanie Case. Melanie Case is the owner and operator of a diverse portfolio of businesses spanning aviation, online marketing and video production in addition to her career as a local news anchor and on-air radio personality with 95.1 The Peak FM. Case has also supported the Hospice Georgian Triangle Foundation. George Christie. Born and raised in Collingwood, Christie left but moved back when he retired and was dismayed to find Collingwood's trail system lacking at that time. Since then, he has earned the moniker, Mr. Trails and has worked tirelessly to connect the trail system, and served on the town's trails committee for many years. A series of Collingwood's trails have since been named in his honor. Steve Kahn. On June 22, 2023, the Blue Mountains Fire Chief Steve Kahn was awarded the Ontario Medal for Firefighter Bravery by the Lieutenant Governor of Ontario for his exceptional service and bravery in the rescue of two young adults trapped in a burning home in 2022 while attending an alarm call with his crew at the Blue Mountain Village Complex. Kevin Cornell. Born and raised in the town of the Blue Mountains, Kevin Cornell is a senior sergeant with more than 25 years of policing service. In addition to regular duties, Cornell serves a crisis negotiator for the OPP's Central Region team. In 2021, Cornell was recognized for his public service and community volunteerism and was awarded the Governor General of Canada Police Exemplary Service Medal. Adam Crosgrove. Adam Crosgrove is a sergeant with the OPP. And is a former captain in the cadet instructor cadre of the Canadian Armed Forces. He held various roles there as a unit commanding officer, a flight commander and an instructor pilot. Crosgrove was also a member of the executive committee of the Beaton Firefighters Association, and a member of New Tecumseh Fire Rescue, Station 2, Beaton. He served on the New Tecumseh Environmental Advisory Committee from 2018 to 2022. Christine Dineen, a lifelong resident of Collingwood, Const. Christine Dineen is a 15-year veteran of the OPP and the Collingwood Detachment's school resource officer. Dineen also volunteers as a camp counselor working with Indigenous youth attending the Negan Moswak Leadership Camp. In 2024, she was nominated for the Police Association of Ontario Police Services Hero of the Year Award for her community service, passion, and dedication to youth. Terry Geddes is well known in municipal, federal, and provincial circles. He had a 35-year career with the Simcoe County District School Board, served as Collingwood's mayor for 9 years, and served a term as Simcoe County Warden. Raymond Hardesty. Having spent his early childhood at Sick Kids Hospital, Raymond Hardesty was not expected to live beyond the age of 2 due to a rare blood disorder later confirmed as leukemia. However, Hardesty is now in his early 30s and has been inspired to give back. Through his job at Dairy Queen in Stayner, Hardesty has raised more than $109,000 for Sick Kids and the Children's Miracle Network since 2008. Craig Heyman has had a long career in the financial services sector spanning 3 decades as a chartered financial analyst and partner. Since retiring in 2016, he has volunteered with the Collingwood Marine and General Hospital Foundation, Oakville Hospital Foundation, the Georgian Bay Club Foundation, and United Way. He served as a past honorary colonel of the Lorne Scots, a primary reserve infantry regiment of the Canadian Army, and part of the 4th Canadian Division's 32 Canadian Brigade Group. In 2019, he was appointed Commissioner of the Ontario Securities Commission, and upon completion of his 2-year appointment, he served as Special Advisor to the Commission. Larry Law, owner of Living Water Resort and Living Stone Golf Resort in Collingwood, Larry Law has most recently built the Living Water Retirement Residence dedicated to seniors and retirees. He takes annual missionary trips to Kenya. Rory McKinnon and his family have owned and operated McDonald's restaurants in the Alliston, Angus, Schomburg, Caledon and Orangeville areas since 2004. He has raised more than $200,000 for local causes through his restaurants in addition to a pledge of $50,000 for the redevelopment of Stevenson Memorial Hospital through his Coffee Rewards program. Other charitable initiatives include donations for Ronald McDonald House, Stevenson Memorial Hospital Foundation and Matthews House Hospice, inclusive of contributions supporting COPE service dogs and the Base Borden Family Resource Center. The Royal Canadian Air Force Academy on Base Borden named McKinnon an honorary colonel for his community engagement and fundraising efforts. Lindsay Newlove, INSPE. Lindsay Newlove has demonstrated excellence throughout her career in law enforcement. Her distinguished 22-year career as a police officer is further enhanced by her commitment to volunteerism. Newlove is a recipient of the Police Services Hero of the Year Award and the Governor General of Canada Police Exemplary Service Medal. Ken Templeman has served as town crier for the town of Collingwood for 27 years. He is a Royal Canadian Legion Veterans Services Officer and is an associate member with Royal Canadian Legion Branch 63 in Collingwood as Sergeant at Arms. Frank Tilley, former President and CEO of Tilley of Canada Limited, has founded numerous local organizations over the years, including the Institute of Southern Georgian Bay and the South Georgian Bay Music Foundation. An executive director of Finishing Well and an elder at First Presbyterian Church, he established the South Georgian Bay Prayer Breakfast. He also spearheaded the Georgian Bay Cancer Support Group. Jan Trude, of Collingwood, is a major Tim Hortons franchise owner, having owned numerous locations for 40 years, following in her mother's footsteps of owning restaurants. Serial entrepreneur Tom Vincent is president of Global Hospitality Inc. and Balmoral Village. During the pandemic, he collaborated with Theatre Collingwood to create a V-shaped lapel pin to represent vaccination and victory, donating proceeds to the expansion of youth drama programming. Another project proposal, feasibility study and site plans for an employee village to house 400 staff in the town of the Blue Mountains is under consideration. Sylvia Wilson. Sylvia Wilson is a seventh-generation Canadian born and raised in Collingwood. Her family members were loyalists who served in the War of 1812 and settled in the area. Wilson and her sister, Carolyn, were inspired by their uncle's passion for oral history, and together the three created the Sheffield Park Black History and Cultural Museum located in Clarksburg. The following six recipients were put forward by Saunderson. Both he and Dowdle put a call out to the community for nominations to make sure residents had some input on who should receive the medal locally. "These six are shining examples of people who have put service above self and have contributed," said Saunderson. "They've left a broad and indelible mark on our communities." John DePoche. Businessman and philanthropist John DePoche owned DePoche Management Limited. The proponent behind the Poplar Regional Health and Wellness Village, he also donated 32 acres of land for a new Collingwood General and Marine Hospital build and a new fire station on the site. Other contributions made by DePoche over the years include land for the South Georgian Bay Georgian College campus, the Collingwood General and Marine Hospital Foundation, the Toronto General Foundation, University Health Network, and the establishment of the John DePoche and Family Transplant Innovation Center. DePoche died on December 12, 2024, at 89 years old. Donna Jebb. New Tecumseh resident Donna Jebb served as town councillor and then deputy mayor of New Tecumseh. She was a member of the Federated Women's Institute of Ontario and Associated Country Women of the World, ACWW. A former member of the UN Committee and UN Agriculture for ACWW, Jebb was a leader of the 4-H Life Skills Club in South Simcoe as well as serving as past president of the organization. She is a past member of the Stevenson Memorial Hospital Foundation and co-organized a wheelchair relay race for 5 years in New Tecumseh to raise funds for the Canadian Paraplegic Organization. Patricia Jean Miscambell. Wasaga Beach resident Patricia Miscambell served as an adjudicating judge for the Immigration Appeal Division of the federal government and volunteers at her food bank in Wasaga Beach. Her fundraising efforts helped bring in money for Collingwood General and Marine Hospital, the Georgian Triangle Hospice Foundation, Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre in Barrie and St. Mike's Hospital in Toronto. James Richardson. James Richardson, of Isa Township, served as a basketball coach for 36 years. With a focus on helping Special Olympics athletes, he took players to the World Special Olympics in Germany in 2023, when the team won gold. Dr. Peter van der Zog. Alliston resident Dr. Peter van der Zog developed new technologies and supported Indigenous communities in Ontario throughout his career. Early in his career, van der Zog's work included shipping food through the Canadian Food Grains Bank to desperate and starving people in need around the world. His family farm enterprise, Sunrise Potato Storage, uses leading-edge technology in treatment of wash water. Carolyn Wilson. Carolyn Wilson, sister of Sylvia Wilson, was a teacher before becoming the curator, co-founder and co-owner of Sheffield Park Black History and Cultural Museum in Clarksburg and is a leader of Heritage Community Church in Collingwood. She has experience with government services and has helped many seniors navigate support systems, helping new Canadians learn English and adapt to Canadian culture.